Mark McMillan, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well.
Appreciate you guys having me on, man. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate all the support you guys give Bama as well.
No doubt. Listen, hey, it's easy to do when Nick Saban's your coach here in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, you know, that's a good problem we always have. We always tend to get great coaches. We don't get good coaches, we get great coaches. So it's always a blessing, man, and we need to keep giving them more money.
Well, and no doubt, you look at college football, that continues to grow, and Nick Saban setting the bar over $7 million per year. He's worth every penny, if not more. You could put it at 10, he's still worth every penny. But let's go back and look at 2014. From your perspective as a former player, describe this year in your words.
Nerve-wracking. You know, it seemed like every game was – you know, it seemed like it took a different turn. You know, offense shows up one week, and then the defense shows up another week. In the beginning, I was a little worried because, you know, we were giving up a lot of big plays. Obviously, Sims was just getting used to the offense, and, you know, there were still doubts of who's going to be the starting running back and, you know, starting quarterback. And once the defense started catching up to the offense, it was clearly evident that these guys are going to be on a good roll. And like I said, it's been a long time since we had good D-line pressure. We've always had good linebacker and defensive back play, but to be able to get good D-line pressure and stop the run and as well as the passing game that's going on right now helped out tremendously. So I have no fingernails left. I think my blood pressure is high, but over the last couple of weeks, I'll be able to get my blood pressure down.
Well, in 2 weeks from tonight, Alabama will be playing Ohio State. We'll get to that conversation in just a couple of minutes. But I want you to go back from your perspective, Blake Sims. And, you know, it's easy for us as fans to count a player out. But the work ethic that this young man showed from spring ball until where we are today, he's just worked his tail off to get where he is to now.
It's a testament to that young man. It's a testament to those players around him. You know, from the outside looking in, a lot of people don't know exactly what goes in a daily basis. The guys in the film room, guys in the meeting room, on the practice field, seeing this guy going to class. You know, we're there. We had Danny Woodson, who was clearly one of the most athletic quarterbacks we had in the country. And, you know, things didn't work out. He made a mistake. Coach Stallings benched him. And Jay Barker comes in, and all Jay Barker does is, I don't think he lost a college football game. You know, he won the national championship the following year. But Blake Sims is on a tremendous ride, man. I think an NFL team should give this young man a shot at a skill position because he can play wide out, he can play quarterback, and he's proven that he can throw the ball in the right system as well.
Let me go to Amari Cooper and just talk about you've went up to some big wide receivers in the NFL game. Where do you see Amari Cooper, for one, fitting in that next level, but the remarkable season that he's had this year?
I know a lot of people compare him to Julio Jones, but if you look at Julio when he came out of college, he wasn't as polished as a route runner as Cooper is. Cooper is one of those guys that I talked to a lot of NFL guys and a lot of former NFL defensive backs, and you know he's probably one of the most NFL-ready receivers that I've seen in a long time. This young man has had special talent, very humble, you know, goes about his craft the right way, and you can't cover this man one-on-one, and it's been proven week in and week out.
Let me go to the defensive backs for a couple of minutes. I don't know if you want to say it's a weakness, but it's not been a strength for Alabama, giving up some of those big plays. How do they need to make the adjustments going forward?
Like I said, it's just experience. Good thing we have Mr. Collins back there. Congratulations to him as well, making the All-American team once again. He's a big key of getting those guys lined up and making big hits and helping those corners out as well. We all know, you know, we struggle against the deep ball, and that just comes with experience, and thank goodness we have a good pass rush in the linebacker core that we have that's able to put pressure on the quarterback. And you know, it's going to have to get better. You know, if you're going to win it all, you know they're going to continue to attack those weaknesses. We know Urban Meyer is going to put the ball up and attack our corner, so they're going to have to step up for the next week and hopefully in the national title game.
Mark McMillan, right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa as we move forward with the Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction. Mark, I go to a couple of minutes college football playoffs. Do you like this system where we've got four teams competing for the pinnacle of college football?
I like it. It's going to take a little bit of time to get used to it. They could put two more teams, to make it, make it six teams. But right now, we just got to just see how it works out. And I'm just happy Alabama, made the final cut. So I can't complain about it there. But there's going to be some great matchups. Ohio State well deserved to be in that position. Oregon, who's been a top program for a long time as well, and Florida State haven't lost a game. So there's going to be four key universities battling out and putting a showcase on it. Like I said, this should be some great. Great matchup.
Mark, you live there in Pac-12 country. What are those guys saying?
Yeah, I'm out here in Arizona.
Are they talking a little smack
country,
a little bit?
But I'm always wearing my crimson and white, and I was hoping that Alabama would come to the Rose Bowl because it's only an hour flight for me. But they'll be in New Orleans. It'll be closer to the fan base as well. But Pac-12 is creeping up. I would say they're probably the second-best conference behind the SEC, and then the Big Ten has a gripe as well.
Well, and you look at the style of play, even Alabama. I said this early in the 6 o'clock hour. We're used to Alabama being a smash mouth football, and we're spreading it out with Lane Kiffin, and what a job he's done as an offensive coordinator. But it just it's something about I'm having a hard time. Maybe I'm just old school. that I'm having a hard time with this spread them out, third and one, and you're throwing the football. It's like, run the football, and we're just not doing that. And I guess it just the adjustment. Everything goes in a circle in college football, and it does that way in the NFL. But it just seems that we're throwing it a lot more, and that's the way college football, that's the direction of the game right now.
Yeah, Nick knew when he hired Lane, what he was getting. Like I said, congratulations to Lane. I know a lot of people didn't like the decision. There's tons of coaches around the league that wish they had Lane Kiffin, but they probably won't come out and publicly say it. But all he did was develop Blake Sims into one of the top quarterbacks in the country and should have been up for the Heisman as well, in my personal opinion. And, we still have some of the most dynamic backs and TJ and, Mr. Old Henry coming downhill mainly in the second half. So it's just a culture of the college football ranks the way it's going. But in the end, we know in these two games, Alabama's going to run the ball. Nick's going to go back to the bread and butter and try to pound these teams because if you end up playing, Oregon or Florida State, you've got to have a running game.
Defense and a running game generally wins a lot of college football games. Mark McMillan right now inside the game, an 8-year NFL vet, University of Alabama record holder. I want to go back just for a couple of minutes, and it's really, you and I have spoke about this several different occasions here on my show, but it finally happened about a week and 2 days ago. Derek Thomas finally enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame as a former teammate. I know you probably had to celebrate that occasion just like we did here in Tuscaloosa.
That's a big moment. I know he participated in his golf tournament in Kansas City and sitting down with his mom, Mrs. Thomas. We're just sitting down and she just, it was bothering her and it really bothered her personally. And she just said, man, she still calls me Lil Max. Lil Max, when is they going to let my baby in the College Football Hall of Fame? And, I just said, it's going to come. Time is going to come. He's going to get his just due. And it just seemed like that way with the NFL. It took him a little bit of time to get in, but he's clearly one of the best college football players that ever played a game. And you talk to Cornelius Bennett, who's also Hall of Fame worthy as well, that played on the opposite side of a young Derek Thomas. And like I said, it's just icing on the cake for that young man. And being his teammate, knowing how hard he worked, and another reason why I chose to go to the University of Alabama because of him and obviously Keith McCants and, Saran Stacy and guys that played the game before me, all the Gould brothers as well. And to see Derek go in is definitely a blessing, man. I know he's looking down on everybody and smiling.
Mark, I asked Don McNeil, a legendary player here at the University of Alabama, a longtime NFL vet, Miami Dolphin guy. He was on our program last Thursday on a throwback segment. I asked him, I said, could you cover Amari Cooper? I'm going to ask Mark McMillan. You've got this speed. I'm not sure exactly how fast Don was, but you were in that 4.29 area as well, right there around Amari Cooper. Mark McMillan?
4.25. Come on, don't hit me on my tips.
Okay. What was it, 4.25?
4.25 was my fastest on pro day.
Okay, fastest on pro day, Mark McMillan. Could you cover Amari Cooper?
Of course I can cover Amari Cooper. You know, you're not going to find a defensive back that's going to bow down to any receiver. You know, he's a great talent. You know, obviously, you know, come in, week out, it's actually the same thing. Can you cover Jerry Rice or Chris Carter and, you know, guys that's in the Hall of Fame and, you know, fare pretty well with those guys having a pretty good, decent NFL career. But he's a tough cover. And, you know, obviously you have to do your homework on this young man, and I wish him nothing but the best, man. I'm a huge Amari Cooper fan.
And if you look at defensive backs, Don McNeil gave us a little bit of a secret last week, and I didn't – I've always known that defensive backs would try to do this to get wide receivers off of their game, but how deep would you go studying that individual where you could say something to them to sort of knock them off of their game? I mean, is that something defensive backs – I mean, did you do that as a player?
Well, considering I had Saranda, you know, Stacey Harrison, George Teague, Antonio Langham, some of those guys. I talked to George the other day. We coached against each other in a Blue-Gray All-American game, which I did beat George, but he was gracious in defeat. You know, I went as far back as finding out the referees' date of birth, their parents' name, their kids' name. So I did the same thing for football players. I found out their childhood friends, their childhood girlfriends or anything like that, and I use that against those guys. And when you start talking about a guy's girlfriend or his wife on the field, he takes that a little bit personally. He kind of tends to forget about what his work is doing.
Well, you look at Amari Cooper. I'm not even sure if he hears those guys because he is like one of these focused individuals, but so humble. Amari Cooper is just an amazing as far as just, you know, he'll pick up 75 yards on a pass, and then he'll just hand the ball back to the official. It's rewarding to see that in the way that he does it. So certainly looking at where his status is at the University of Alabama. Mark, I really appreciate you being a part of our show here on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction, just talking some Alabama football. We're 2 weeks away from claiming number 16. I'll just go ahead and tell you.
I'm ready, man. Hold on. Let me pick up my menu.
Mark, let me back out of that. We're 2 weeks away from beating Ohio State and then playing for number 16.
We got to give. I heard Tim Tebow was supposed to speak to the team, so that's even better. He'll probably put him to sleep in his speech, and we'll send Mr. Myers off into the sunset again with Mr. Tebow.
Mark, thank you so much, man. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
I appreciate it, fellas. Roll Tide.